Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Police in Ohio say they're investigating the story of a 14-year-old boy who's identifying himself as Timothy Pitson. Now, this boy went missing 7 years ago in Illinois and somehow ended up in Kentucky. Pitson escaped by running up to a woman and having her call police. That woman joins WCPO News in Cincinnati and explains what it was like when Pitson first approached her.
Walked up to my car and he went, "Can you help me? I just want to get home. Can you just please help me?" And I asked him what was going on, and he told me he's been kidnapped and he's been traded through all these people. He just wanted to go home. I really felt bad for him. His face looked like he'd been beat up or something. He had a really big bruise on his face. I was hurt for him.
A bill is heading to the Tennessee State Senate that would allow foster care and adoption agencies to say no to gay couples based on religion. One of the bill's sponsors, State Representative Tim Rudd, he's a Republican. He says the bill is a protection for those agencies.
For those organizations that are faith-based, that want to exercise their religious freedoms with a written statement of their policies, are protected from being sued and persecuted and discriminated against.
Tony Vanetta is a gay foster parent. He opposes the bill.
I'm a Christian, and God loves everybody. When you don't preach God loves everybody and you're discriminating against people to have kids that normally would not even have a life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
All right. One of the big stories for the week. And it was last Friday, got word that the Mueller report was being turned in. And first got wind. Now there's not going to be any further indictments. Uh-oh, what does that mean? And I can tell, I know, well, mainstream media starts freaking out. Attorney General Barr puts out his four-page report, and he got nothing. I'm going to try to put this kind of in terms of various different aspects of this story, and I'm going to try to keep my cool. I'm going to try to keep my cool when it comes to this. This is a much more serious issue than I think most people are even aware of. It's hard for people to get their arms around. Back 10 years ago, I was making fun of some things at the country and saying how we were going to become a banana republic, and I would play the Banana Boat song, or I would play the Eddie Grant tune. The Eddie Grant tune from Romancing the Stone. I always think of that movie in Columbia. And Zolo, the little army chief there. Banana Republic. People, I want you to get your arms around this. And again, I don't care what political party you are. I don't care if you hate Trump with the heat of 1,000 white suns. We cannot do business this way as a country. We just witnessed an attempted coup. There's no other way to describe it. A coup. An effort to take out a president. And man, did they try. You want to go take a look at the amount of subpoenas, the amount of witnesses that the Mueller report looked into, the time, again, over 2 years. Over 2 years. And let me tell you something. If the feds usually want to find something, they'll find something. I have to deal with the federal government. I have to deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They can crush you if you don't dot an I or cross a T. They want to take you out. They can take you out. And they try. They failed. They failed. What does this say about our country and where we are today? All you Hannity proud to be an American. America! Listen, I don't always agree. Oftentimes I don't with Donald Trump. Like I said, we're members of the Truth Party here. We're equal opportunity bashers. But with something as horrible as this, and this is pretty horrible, okay? What needs to happen is we need to start dismantling these agencies. Yeah, I'm saying it right here. The CIA needs to go away. The CIA, let's say we don't need to have an intelligence service. We do. We just need to start over. The FBI needs to go away. Everybody, think about this for a second. You have the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency going from television show to television show, banging his arms on the table, swearing up and down that Trump is going to jail. He said that Trump was a treason. The president of the United States was a treason. Guilty of treason. I'll mess up. This is the former head of the CIA? This is coming on the heels of the CIA getting us into a really stupid war in the Middle East. Iraq. Oh, yeah, it's a slam dunk, said George. The slam dunk, weapons of mass destruction. What good is the agency? And I'm not saying, you know what? I know. We've got great people. Agents on the ground all over the world doing great work. But we've got these people that are running it. They're the ones that are digesting this information. They're the ones. You know, there's something I mentioned, and I think it's something that we really have to do. You know, when it comes to government, there's no government agencies, government programs, whatever it may be, they don't go away. They don't go away. What we need to start doing is we need to start putting an expiration date on every single government agency. It's like a carton of cottage cheese that you have in your refrigerator has an expiration date. Every agency out there needs to have an expiration date. And needs to go away. And then you know what? Oh, we need this again. We're going to restart it, reconstitute it, try to make it better. Why? Because within government, there's no efficiency. In the private sector, you become bloated, you become inefficient, you become corrupt. Guess what happens? You get eliminated, as Gordon Gekko would say. The CIA and the FBI, people within the Justice Department, working in cahoots with politicians and the media, tried a coup, tried to take out the President of the United States. And you know what the funny thing is? You don't think that there's an establishment Huh? You don't think that there's a watchdog on Wall Street of axis of evil? How long did it take for various different Republicans out there to say, oh, let it go, Mr. Trump. Don't even wait. You got to let it go. Let the Mueller report go. Karl Rove already. Why do you think this is? Because they're all, how shall I put it, scumbags. And they're all buddies with one another. And they all got somebody a job at one of these agencies. And it doesn't matter how screwed up you are, how dumb you are, how incompetent you are. Once you're in that club, you're in the club. You're good to go. Why the hell do you think people spend so much money to get their kids into an Ivy League school that have no business getting in? It's part of the ticket. As far as the media is concerned, I'm the only one to express this past week. And I've been on the air for 20 years. There's no other financial program. We're not just financial. I get it. We cover everything. No other program of like ours, at least with a financial bent, how's that, has been on the air as long as we have. If I came on this show for 2.5 years and I swore up and down I knew something, I had the information, I knew, I had the inside sources. Now, I can't do that. Let's say if it was in regard, I can't do it, but let's say I did it in regards to a company that I knew. Let's say that I know, I've got information, I have sources on the inside that say, throwing a company out there. You know what? I'm not going to do it. XYZ Corporation, this huge conglomerate, there's all sorts of problems. There's all sorts of issues. It's going to fail. Short the stock. And I swore up and down that it was going to happen. And people are buying puts on the stock. And then 2 years later, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, my information was wrong. Well, it wasn't really wrong. It just wasn't all correct. I brought people on to convince you. What do you think would happen to my show? First off, it's legal. I couldn't do that. I'd go to jail. Even saying on the political front, if I came here on the program and for years I've got inside information, the Clintons are going down due to their foundation and Uranium One, and all, and I know what's going on. I bring people on. I do all this stuff, all these conspiracy theories. Then all of a sudden, it's not true. How long do you think I'd last on air? What's amazing, and you know what I thought about? I don't know why the scene popped into my head. There was a scene, remember the beginning of The Godfather, when the Undertaker came in and he asked for a favor. Very beginning, Godfather 1. And he's telling the story. He wants vengeance for his daughter. His daughter was beat up terribly by these thugs. And he talked about his experience in the court. He sat there in the courtroom, and the judge suspended his sentence. And he's like, those boys, they looked at me, and they smiled at me. These people in the news, they lied to your face. They created conspiracy theories, and they smiled at you. They're still smiling at you. And they're telling you right now that they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, the wild conspiracy theories that came out on that program. We're not investigators. All this reporting warranted this. They have no shame. Okay, Dante wrote about a certain portion of hell, about false witness. These are the worst type of people out there. Do you understand who these people are and what they did? They're not journalists. They're not even close. It's not, journalism, honestly, is not a difficult thing to do. I have told this story before on the program. I know. My new listener. I went to a university that has a media and journalism school. I didn't take any classes there. I did. But anyway, I did take a journalism class, an elective for English, when I was in 11th grade in high school. Now, it's obviously not going to surprise you. I've always had pretty strong opinions. So I go out, and I've taken this journalism class, Mr. O'Brien, and I write a story. And I hand it in. My first one. And again, it's a draft. The draft. I knew it wasn't the final grade. And I don't know, Mr. O'Brien must have used, probably 2 to 3 red ink pens on that draft. And he was the type of guy that would sit down and work with you, and he had a good stuff. Good work. But what? You injected your opinion. You don't inject your opinion. You report. Is what you're there to do. I have here on this program what one would call an opinion-based program. I do a hell of a lot better job than any of these cable news networks do. And they don't care. They don't care. I would look at their face. Do you know what you are? You know what these cable news networks are? Cancer. They are a malignant tumor. I tell you, you're a tumor. You're a cancerous tumor because you lie and you lie and you pitch the. You want to be honest. You want to report. You want to go after Donald Trump. Use facts. I do it here on my show. But no. No. I know I'm getting kind of deep here today, but I said this long ago. I do. Take where the real tone of our nation, the vitriol, really started. It started with cable news. 24-hour-a-day cable news programs is where it started. And the Brady Bunch boxes where people argue and nothing is solved. Nothing is solved, nothing is resolved, because they don't want that. Because then the debate would be over. There's no reasonable debate. Oh, we got to go to commercial. On to the next topic. I saw that coming a long time ago. And guess what? Then we got social media. And it made it all the more worse. So what do? Avoid it all. Avoid it all. Staying away from the cancer. Have to take a break, and I got to get into another societal story when we get back. Yes, the Jussie Smollett case here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
I don't think we're smoking in the dope with kind of coke. You ask me, how do I do what I cope? My only addiction has to do with a female species.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. With these last 2 years of endless Mueller rumors, the destruction of Flynn, the many character assassinations, and all the other cases tried by the media before a court of mob rule, I found myself seeking words from our founders on justice. Jefferson said, "I deem one of the essential principles of our government equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political." He said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. When we allow the media to grab us with their nonsense against fellow citizens, we do our Union of States a disservice. We do a disservice when we declare someone guilty. That's what investigations, charges, trials, and jurors determine. Evidence, not media talking points. Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Nobody wants to be a victim of identity theft. But if it happens to you, here are three steps to take right away. First, call one of the nationwide credit reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. Have them issue a fraud alert to make it harder for thieves to open accounts in your name. Second, order free copies of your credit report from each of the credit reporting companies. Make sure all of your information is accurate and up to date. Third, go to ftc.gov/complaint to create an identity theft affidavit. This will help you file a police report. Keep records of your calls and copies of documents you send off. Identity theft can be scary, but knowing what to do can help put you in control. To learn more about dealing with identity theft, check out ftc.gov/idtheft. That's ftc.gov/idtheft. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. Now, the funny thing is, probably the most shocking thing about this Justice Smollett case is that we're a nation right now where we openly flaunt corruption at the highest levels right there in plain sight, and nobody cares. Well, okay, nobody. But it just kind of just goes away. Not a good place to be in. As far as a nation is concerned, it's not. Now, again, what took place there, unprecedented as far as the Chicago police are concerned. You've got Rahm Emanuel, for crying out loud, former Obama chief of staff. Is there no decency in this man? A whitewash of justice. David Axelrod, another big lefty, can't believe what just happened. The Chicago Police Department, besides themselves, not only did he get off, he only had to pay $10,000, and they said he did community service for Jesse Jackson. But they sealed it, and he didn't even have to apologize. They didn't even make him apologize. His lawyers and the corruption it was so bad that he actually stuck it to the prosecutors and said, you know what, no, I'm not going to apologize for anything because that'll ruin my career. And they let him go on it. You want to see how the world works? You know, I have the prosecutors in those cases. They got a phone call. They got a phone call from whether it was that, Kim Fox, or they got a phone call from somebody in the higher-ups that knows the Obamas, Michelle Obama's former chief of staff. Hey, let me explain to you something. You want to know how you really rise within government, within the establishment? You do favors. You do favors. Not about you. You have to be good at what you do. You can be abhorrent at what you do. But if you do people favors, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So obviously these prosecutors in this case got a phone call. And they want to rise within the ranks. What'd you expect? What'd you expect? Anyway, there's a much larger issue when it comes to this. And you know how oftentimes here in the program I talk about understanding the terrain and going with the terrain rather than the plan. What now, as a father, if I don't like the terrain? What do I do? Am I going to follow my own advice? I'll explain this and I'll get a little bit deeper into this when we get back. But again, you got to understand, people, this is America today, and it's not good. It's not. This part is not. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Thursday when, once again, the topic turned to immigration.
You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you, and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says encryption by tech companies is making it difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The FBI director was speaking at a House Appropriations hearing. He says terrorism and drug trafficking remain major threats.
And increasingly, these threats and others are cyber-based. And the more we shift to the Internet as the conduit and the repository for everything that we use and share and manage, the more we need the best tools and the most creative ways to combat this cross-cutting and growing dimension of the threat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. And I understand, okay? You're going to listen to this program, and no, it's not all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not. You know what? I do happen to love this place, and I want my kids to grow up in a country where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. And I also believe that a country that has no moral center whatsoever and is so far up the beaten path, well, I don't believe a country like that is going to stay in God's graces for very long. It's my belief. You don't have to believe that way, but I do. Story. I told this story this past week. It popped into my head over this whole Justice Smollett thing. And all the time I was living in Italy. And there was a movie in America that I had seen. It was a Robert Altman film. It had a lot of major stars in it. Robert Downey Jr. He was a huge star then. He was up and coming. Julianne Moore, Madeline Stowe, Matthew Modine. It's called Shortcuts. And Shortcuts was a collection of little bits and pieces and stories kind of woven together. And it was a real kind of a dark look at these people's lives. And a lot of it took place in California. When I was in Italy, walking down the street, and they had this movie theater that played American films, and I saw the poster for the movie, except that the title was different. It wasn't Shortcuts. The title was America Oggi, America Today. And again, I remember the feeling that I had. And it threw me off. It made me kind of angry, upset. I'd seen the movie. I said, it's not America Today. America's nothing like this. This might be a little air microcosm of a certain place, but that's not America today. Unfortunately, the Jussie Smollett situation is America today. It is. It's where we are. It's corruption at the highest levels. No ethics, no honor, no decency. A fake hate crime. Trying to divide people into various different groups. Not to mention the fact, and this is probably one of the worst things about it if you really actually think about it. The fact that Smollett, he's not innocent. We all know that. He was innocent. He wouldn't have done the commercial. He wouldn't have given up his $10,000. Come on. Nonsense. Not innocent. But Tucker Carlson pointed this out. I'm going to quote him. He's something better than innocent. You know what's better than being innocent? Famous. Charges against him were dropped because someone in power called someone else in power and said, let him go. None of this had a damn thing to do with justice. It's the opposite of justice. Yeah. Want to be famous. I've got to get my clicks. I've got to get my likes. We worship these people. Well, we. I don't. Many do. Worship these celebrities, these famous people. There are American gods, if you will. They are the gods of today. Church, synagogue, whatever. It's all secondary. Think about it. And think about where we are. Again, these are things that we have discussed here on the program over the years. Things that we've warned you about. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. I don't know if they're going to unseal the evidence. I don't know if they're going to go after this guy and bring him to justice. He's not the only one. I mean, does anybody actually believe all the people in that college scandal, they're going to really get in any sort of trouble outside of paying a fine? Now, we've seen this happen before. Connected family. Hey, look at Kennedys. Again, watch the movie Chappaquiddick. Fantastic film. Great take on Ted Kennedy and what you can get. You know, it's out there in front of us all the time now. And that's why we're at each other's throats, because nobody trusts anyone. Again, we're supposed to be a nation of laws. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. We're not supposed to be a nation of men. We're not supposed to be a place, like Orwell would say, where some pigs are more equal than other pigs. When people talk about making America great again, we've never been perfect. But when it comes to this stuff, when it comes to justice, when it comes to the law, there hasn't been a point in time, in my opinion, at least in my lifetime, where I've seen it like this, where I've seen it this corrupt. Anyway, I got kids. Remember I mentioned Terrain, right? Terrain. Am I supposed to raise my kids to be famous? Or am I supposed to raise them to be ethical and good? Reality is, according to the Terrain, famous works better. Not that I'd ever do that, but it is pretty sad. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Guys, I need to vent. I have the time. I need to vent, and I get to do it here on my program. Yeah, if you want to comment, send me a message, tell me what you think. I love it. Hey, listen, I will most certainly, even if you vehemently disagree with something that I have to say, I'll read it as long as you don't start calling me names and getting nasty. I learned this a long time ago. It took me a while, though. I admit it did. It took me a while on the radio to never argue with idiots. Why do you never argue with idiots? Well, they have a lot of experience at being an idiot. And whenever you try to argue with an idiot, you it's like a common denominator. You have to, in order to argue with them, you're down at their level because they're an idiot. And they've got way too much experience at being an idiot. So the whole conversation ends up becoming what? Idiotic. So, yeah, I don't go there. So, yeah, listen, I love all this stuff. Send me an email. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Also there at our website, and I need to point this out a little bit more often, our latest white paper. I've got a lot of stuff. We're going to run out of time this week on the program. We're definitely going to hit it next week on the show on the retirement crisis. Though some people are claiming it's not there. I know better. I know better. And yeah, I'm talking especially to a lot of you younger people out there to get your, basically put yourself in a reality-based situation. And some of the numbers coming down the pike are not that good, and we'll get into that as well. Yeah, I got an email from the good old Social Security Administration. You get your email this week? They're trying to go green. You know how they used to send you the things and the mail? Yeah, I got it, and I get a kick out of it. I do, because the amount of money I'm going to put into that thing and the amount of money I'm going to take out. If I actually got to propose that as an investment plan for someone, I'd go to jail. I'd go to jail. It's so bloody awful. But again, we will talk about that. A lot of great stuff there at our website. Financial planning kits, college planning kits, you name it. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. I went real long in the last segment. We got a short one here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We're going to grab these articles and we're going to talk about them and explain them here on the program, because mark my words, what you're going to see happen in the lead up to the 2020 election is you're going to see a myriad. You're going to see a plethora of articles telling you that the economic situation in the country is dire. It's horrible. We've got people in the streets. People can't afford homes. Oh, my God. Gee whiz. Wow, it is just Trump economy's not working. That's all you're going to hear. All you're going to hear, because they know. They know. They know what it's like out there when it comes to looking for jobs, which is phenomenal. Yeah, a million more job openings than there are people looking for work. Could you imagine? I mean, tell that to the people in Europe and ask them what they have to say about that. They wouldn't believe you. Record wage growth. We haven't seen this type of wage growth since the late 1990s. And, of course, the wage growth coming towards people that are in some of the jobs that are historically lower paying. That's fantastic. So they got to counter that. Media's going to have to counter that, and they're going to be throwing all sorts of nonsense at you. Case in point, I saw this story. This was off of CBS. And again, you watch these panels, and they got, where's Oprah's BFF? What's her name up there? I don't know. Oprah's BFF is up there. Yeah, Gayle King and all these other idiots. Attentive, expert that they have on at that point in time. And the story was, average Americans can't afford a home in 70% of the country. Now, are you going to believe that headline? Or are you going to actually use your brain? Are you going to actually think that average Americans can't afford a home in 70% of the country? Does that sound right to you? It's a fugazi. It's a story where they twist things and make it look good and sound true. Try to scare people with nonsense. Give me an example of how this works. So you take a neighborhood. You take a neighborhood like, I don't know, I'll take my neighborhood, which is a mix. Blue collar, white collar, whatever it may be. But then there's a median price home within the area. And guess what? The price of that home might be much, much higher. Much, much higher because there's some people that have got mega mansions somewhere. It pulls everything up. Does that mean that there are not homes and housing within our community that people can afford? No, there is. Plenty. Plenty. But again, this is how narratives are crafted. This is how the news will take something, twist it, and try to create a conventional wisdom. I can't even use the phrase. Conventional wisdom. No, it's a conventional lie. It's conventional myth. That's it. That's what I got to call it. I got to remember right there. A conventional myth. That's what they create. Myths. And that's what this is. Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Average American, they can't afford them. 70% of the country is off limits to the average American. It's all, yeah, 70% of the country, nothing but, what, one percenters. Stupid that is. Anyway, another story I wanted to touch on quick here. And again, this kind of gets into taxes. And hopefully I have enough. Look at the clock right now. You got Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar. She wants to, again, I got to give her credit for this. This separates her from the other Democrats that believe that they don't have to pay for anything. And hell, yeah, we could spend $100 trillion on a new Green Deal, and yeah, we got Medicare for All, it's another $30 trillion there. Nuts what it is. But anyway, she's got this, she wants to do a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Remember how well that last $1 trillion, close to $1 trillion infrastructure plan did? Barack's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. He had a really cool logo for it, though, too. Remember that? They were great at marketing, that Obama administration. Yeah, he had a cool logo. Yeah, infrastructure, green jobs is what they did. And they gave millions upon tens, hundreds of millions of dollars to green companies because they were going to go out and rebuild the country. How'd that work out? Do we have, was even a pothole filled in the entire country with Obama's American Recovery Reinvestment Act? If there is, I want to know it because they should probably put a sign there. This pothole filled by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. But anyway, so I got to give her kudos that she wants to pay for it, and she wants to pay for it. Uh-oh. Here we go. Wants to raise corporate taxes. Again, I don't know what it is with you Democrats out there. I don't know what you don't understand about the world today. We're not the only game in town. It's not the 1980s, okay? It's not the 1980s. People will move. Businesses will move. Did you not just witness what took place during the Obama administration, where countless companies conducted tax inversions and moved their entire corporate headquarters and structure offshore? The American companies are now in Ireland right now because we were paying the highest corporate tax rate in the world. It's the CEOs do that. They do the numbers and they say, hey, it's the right thing by my shareholders. Of course they're going to do it. They have to do it. They have to do the right thing by their shareholders. Why would you want to make our tax code less competitive than other nations? Can one of you out there explain that to me, please? Why would you do that? I got to talk more about corporate tax. But guess what? We're out of time. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll see you. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two officers shot in southeast Atlanta are in stable condition as a standoff moves into the afternoon hours. The shooting happened during a standoff with a gunman who is still barricaded in the home with hostages, and at least one person was killed in the home. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is in court on Thursday on contempt of court charges. On his way into court, Musk told reporters he fully trusts the American justice system.
I have great respect for the justice system, and I think the judges in the American system are outstanding.
The lawsuit is wanting to hold Musk in contempt of court for violating terms of an October settlement agreement. President Trump is traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will be there with him.
The president and I will be traveling to the border tomorrow to hear directly from the law enforcement on the crisis at this border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A Democratic member of Congress from Ohio is the latest entrant into the presidential race. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Congressman Tim Ryan making the announcement on his campaign website on Thursday morning and also confirming it during an appearance on TV's The View later on.
I'm going to run for president of the United States, and we're going to make sure.
Ryan, a 45-year-old congressman, joins a long list of Democrats running for the White House in 2020. He says, quote, a quiet revolution is happening in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos will keep 75% of the company's stock, and his ex-wife Mackenzie will take 25% as part of their divorce. on Twitter, she says she's happy to be giving Jeff 75% of the stock and voting control of her shares. She's also giving him all of her interests in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Verizon announced on Thursday that they've activated their 5G ultra-wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. This as a carrier expects to bring that technology to 30 cities in the United States at some point in 2019. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson with more on 5G.
To get it right now, you need to have, there's one Motorola phone that has a 5G attachment. It's a mod that you can put onto it. And then you need to be in a certain part of Minneapolis or Chicago to get that 5G service.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to pay $10 extra every month. So it's a very limited amount.